thing in Reish Nun Beis, and we're up to Sif Vav. There's just a bit of Hashkacha. I mean, not a bit. Hashkacha is big always. But Monday night we learned the Ramah about setting the clock from Erev Shabbos, even though it's Mashmi HaKol, because everyone knows Shadarkan Lahamidoy Me'esmal. So and then I pointed out Derech Agav that the Bi'alacha brings the Tiferes Yisrael. The next day, Tuesday morning, I was learning a Tiferes Yisrael somewhere, and he says about Marisayin. It was like, yeah, Marisayin. So he says, look what I wrote in Kupas HaRoichlim, which is his Hakdama to Hilcha Shabbos, Kalkela Shabbos. But I wrote there about the clock and Marisayin. Mamish this halacha. So, punkt over there, he's talking, he says, he's talking about the dinim of Marisayin, and it's a whole long arichas here, but somehow he has a question on his yisoid. He says, Umayishna Rama, the lahachi sharlim tayach, he calls it hour, that's like the hour clock, right? The clock. Merv Shabbos, even though it's going to make a sound on Shabbos. So the Rama says, because everyone knows the Derech Lamidei Me'esmal. It says, Mashma, if not for that reason, it would be Aser. And that's a kasha on his yisoid. Whatever, that's a long arichas here. But then he says, and this is something that I brought out last time, he says, nearly the Hasim Labishum Maris Ayin have Amin Elo Yisrael. Over there is not a Maris Ayin. Dim Kain, Ma Kamar Da Kol Yoidim, Ma Zetam. Just because people know that you set it up on Erev Shabbos, why does it help for Maris Ayin? Hare Boser Oif Bechol Bechadoyim Bisurim Nami Akol Yoidim Da Oser. Bafilu Achi Chashu Gabayim Neres Ayin. The fact that everyone knows something is Oser, right? And then, why are you doing it? So the Chayshish, well, if you're doing it, so there's a Marisayin. So the fact that everyone knows that this is a problem, so the fact that it could be done Erev Shabbos, well, the Chayshish, you did it on Shabbos. Why didn't you say it's Marisayin? So he says, Ala Mishum Desaka Daita Chamina La'asr Midich Miru B'chol Hashma is called Midahavi Zilzul Shabbos. As I pointed out before, the word over here was an Avsha Milsa. There's all different categories. When things are chashad, when things are maris ayin, chashad is right, when things you can learn from them, when it's the matzav, and here there's a word of zilzul Shabbos. L'achi kamer amah midah kol yoidim shadar kalarka mesmol v'leka zilzul Shabbos bashmas koilei. The problem is not people are going to be chayshad, you did something wrong. There's a zilzul Shabbos, it's an interesting thing. There's a zilzul Shabbos by it ringing, right? So l'chayr, what's the difference when I did it, right? Right, when I did l'chayr, it's ringing on Shabbos, somehow the zilzal has to do with, I don't know, right? What's the zilzal have to do with? Here it's saying, akol yoidim that you did it me'er of Shabbos. So therefore it's not a zilzal. The Rechayim case, right? The Rechayim case, it was a zilzal because it's not clear that it was done Erev Shabbos. See, it's a very dakistika thing here. To figure out what the exact gather is.
What is the zilzul exactly?
That there's noise making on Shabbos. Shabbos the Kazakh. To have sirens and noises and dings and factories running.
So the Rechaim is different because there's a malacha happening.
This is just a Hashma's call. I mean, just a sound. Elamai, Elamai. So again, midah kol yoidim shadar kolakim ismal v'leka zilzul Shabbos b'hashmas koyle. I'm not clear what is.
When I first got married, I asked Don Brody if I wake up every morning to a clock radio, if I'm allowed to do it on Shabbos. He tells me, who's asking? I said, I am. He says, Usher. I said, somebody else asked me. He said, who's asking? I said, Baal Bas. He said, Mutter. So I said, what's the difference? He said, your bentayu, you should be more makbar. I said, a clock you can do. I said, a radio. He said, a radio you can't. He said, a bentayu should be machmir. But if it's zilzul, what difference
is it? Yes, I know. I'm not just saying, so I don't know. This wasn't the part that was negeya. Then he says another chiddush of Marisayin after that. That anything, he has a chiddush of Marisayin, the chol de she'efshar bekalus beheter, anything that it's possible to do bekalus beheter, So then there's no marasayin on such a thing, even though it could be done by Isser as well. He says, for example, a talis she'ula is pater mitzitzis kol amijayim, right? Chayis, you're wearing a dalit canvas without tzitzis, right? So how come anyone who sees you, l'chayis, l'chayis, you're doing an iser? So why is it mutter? So he says, because anything that you could do very easily, and you didn't, is a raya, you're not doing it wrong. Because you would have done it, why wouldn't you do it right? Tzitzis is a cheap thing. I guess, you know, it depends what tzitzis you get. But tzitzis is a cheap thing, he says. So Mamela, if someone sees you not wearing tzitzis on your baguette, right? So if it's a hard thing to do, so they'll say, ah, oh, you know, maybe you're doing iser. But if it's such an easy thing to do, why should the Bechayish you did it wrong? This is the site that he wants to tie in. He uses it other places. Or he says, for example, the Gemara by Dezara brings down a case, a Mishnah by Dezara. Let's say you're going to a city that's having a Chag of Avay Dezara. So if it's possible for you to go through, if that city could just be a thoroughfare to another city, so then it's mutter. Now why, L'chayr, are you going into the city of Edizar? Why the Chayshiu? The Teretz is because there's an easy way of doing something better, meaning it's a normal thing to go through to the next city. This is said he wants to use in other places. So Memela, he wants to say it over here also, with the clock, you have a choice. Do you set the clock on Shabbos, or do you set the clock Erev Shabbos? This can grace is to set the clock. So L'chayr, if someone sees the clock on Shabbos, why, they're not going to be Chayshiu, you did it be Isser, because it's such an easy thing to set it on Erev Shabbos. This is the aside that I was coming from. He says somewhere else, like I said, in Kalkala Shabbos. But anyway, so it was Ashkacha, not only that the clock and the Tiferes Yisrael all came together the next morning after we mentioned it over here. Okay, now we move on. Sivvav. Reishnun Bei Sivvav. L'yetze Adam Erev Shabbos Samach L'chasheichai B'machte. A person should not go out Erev Shabbos Samach L'chasheichai, that means right before Shabbos, B'machtei, while he's holding his biyada, he's holding a needle. V'lei b'kumus le'inat, with his pen, again, holding it. Shema yishkach v'yaitzi. Why? Because he might forget and go out on Shabbos with it. Avol mutu latzis b'tfilin samil chashecha l'vishayna shaycha. But he's allowed to go out with tfilin, because tfilin he's not going to forget. So let's see the Mishabura Nun Aleph, b'machtei, with his needle. V'akadin k'shaycha shar chayfetz biyada. It's anything you're holding in your hand, is aser biyadai vuadin kishiyesh le shor chayfetz munach loy bekisoy, and even if it's not in your hand, it's in your pocket. The derech haitzahi, the whole yisayit over here is that if you do this on Shabbos, there's an iser deraisa. Now the only iser deraisa haitzah on Shabbos is to take it out in a normal fashion. You carry things in your hand, you carry things in your pocket. So therefore, the iser to go out samach lechashecha is an iser, because if it's going to be chashecha in a few minutes, you'll be over on iser deraisa. B'chai v'shabbos, v'asru lotzeis boi mi beisoi samach l'chashecha, shema yishkach v'yaitzi mishetachshach. Abo mutru lotzeis b'rishu sarabim samach l'chashecha b'machat ha'tchuvah loi b'vigdoi. Let's say you have the needle and it's just stuck into your clothing. That's how you might see it. So that's not a normal way of being a needle. B'mokam shein derech loitzi kein b'chol. Because the Gemara over there says if you're a tailor, could be that's a normal way of advertising you being a tailor. But if it's not the normal way of doing it, stam, you stuck it in there, you know, that's where you were holding it. So then, b'chol ka yoitzi boi. B'inyan shim ha'yi yoitzi boi b'shabbos patim yidereisa. So then, if you would go out on Shabbos with the machat stuck into your clothing, you would not be chai yidereisa. Okay, but still, it's usher to go out like that on Shabbos midrabanan. Okay, but now we're making a gzeira like gazru chazal, gzeira le gzeira. That would be a gzeira, don't go out Erev Shabbos with this thing that's in your clothing, because you might be over on Shabbos midrabanan. Now, so a gzeira on a derabanan, we don't say. This also comes up in Yana Diyama. Ha'idna deleka rishu sarabim ela karmelis. Shari lotzis b'chevet shabiyadei samal chashecha. So it's a big shaila. What's called the rishu sarabim? I gave shir yesterday on the Mishkanis Yaakov, who's the big machmer. And he holds everything as rishu sarabim. You don't need 600,000 people. All you need is a street 16 amos wide. So now the Mishabur over there in Hilchas Erevin is also very machmer like the Mishkanis Yaakov. But throughout Hilchas Shabbos, he dances around on both sides. Sometimes he brings it, oh, now we don't have Rishus HaRabim, so you could be Mekel. And then sometimes he says, what, there are those who hold, yes, Rishus HaRabim. And sometimes he just brings the Machmirim. So all throughout Hilchos Shabbos, he goes both ways. So here he says, nowadays, the Lekka, and he's quoting the Magen Avraham, who actually goes with the Shita, not like the Mishkanes Yaakov, and holds you need 600,000 people. So he says, now that we don't have Rishus HaRabim, Ela Carmelis, so all our streets are not a real Rishus HaRabim. So if they're not a real Rishus HaRabim, even if we would go out holding something in our hand, we're not Chai Mideraisa. So if that's true, so we should be able to go out with anything. Shari Lotzis Bechevet Shabiyot Yisam L'Chashecha Hainu Kaidem Shkia, because again, that's a Shaila too when Shabbos starts, but the Mishnah Berurah is a big machmer in that as well, that you should start from Shkia. And here he's saying also Kaidem Shkia D'Lehavi Alekzer Alekzera Miyo L'Das Harbi Paiskim V'Mechaber Michlalam Gam Bizman Hazeh K'Rishus HaRabim K'mo Shemuchach B'Simin Shemem Hei. The Mechaber and many Paiskim hold that there is a Rishus HaRabim Bizman Hazeh. Ulefi Zeh, Ulefi fine. So that's one thing. So Memela, to be Matri Bizman Hazeh, to go out Mamish holding it, is not so poshut. Now Ulefi Mashikosav Agra B'Viuroi Otzer Samach L'Shkia Mamish Afilu L'Karmelis. So according to what the Vilna Gaon says in his explanation, so then it's Otzer Samach L'Shkia Mamish Afilu L'Karmelis. Now we'll get back to that in a moment, where that Gra is and what he's saying, and we'll get back to that. So Nun Gemel Shem Yishkach V'Yoytzi Hanu Shishkach V'Yoytzi Sachefetz Mishetechshach. You might forget and take it out once it's already Shabbos. Mirshus to Rishus, Oyavirenu Dalram Mirshus Arabim. So therefore, Chazal were geizer that you cannot go out Erev Shabbos, so because you might end up being Michal Shabbos. But Bitzvilin, that's mutter. Right, so Leimer Bitzvilin Sheber Roishai, that is mutter to go out. V'lei Gazrinun Shem Yishkach Milisalke Mashach Hashaycha. There's a problem here. You're going out with your tefillin, so you might not take them off, and you'll be wearing them on Shabbos, and you'll have to go to the bathroom, and since you have to go to the bathroom, you have to take off your tefillin, and now the bathroom's out wherever it is in the street, and you'll carry them,
people wear tefillin all day, they take it off by shkia.
What? No, but you might forget, he's saying. You might forget to take them off. He says, V'loi gazrinon shem yishkach milisalkom ad shechoshecha. It was already, you'll forget to take them off, right? V'yitztarech, what?
People wear them every day till
Shkia. In those days, in the times of Chazal, they wore them all the time, right?
They wear it at night.
Good, but so,
they do it every single day. They're not going to forget it. Something that the usual...
But lab dafka, they took off mamash the minute Shkia came. The time came, time. They took it off. It was a piece of clothing. Like today, tefillin is a daitan. Even the people who wear it a whole day, it's because Pasha daitan alui. Those days, they did everything with the tefillin, right? They did everything with tefillin. So in Mela, it's very possible that, it came dark outside, you didn't take them off right away. And now, but the bathroom, oh, you come to the bathroom, you got to take them off. So, Levisha Mistama, Eina Sheikhecha Bereishai, right? But he says, Mistama, you won't forget it. This is like back and forth. Shemitzvah Lemashish Baham. Because the mitzvah will be mashish in your tefillin. But also, lasiach daita mehem. Now again, you have to understand, the olden days, they were doing all of their own tzrachim, but there was still a mitzvah lamashish behem. I remember seeing Rav Avraham Azman, Zecharei Lebracha. I was once in Florida many years ago when he was there, and he booked stayed in my father's house. We came down, we kicked him out, he went down the block. But so I saw him after davening, schmoozing with the olam. This is before Boca was anything. There was nobody there. There was young Israel. The Kamkam had a minion. It was like he went down there. I think it was Nisgala to me. That was when he first got sick. Nobody really knew. And he needed to go for a vacation. And Jake put him in touch with my father. And they got down there. So I saw him after davening, schmoozing with him. Every 2 to 3 minutes, he went like this. I watched it happen for like 20 minutes. And you're schmoozing. It says, during tefillah, you're not mechuyev to. During tefillah, during this, a person's lav dafka doesn't shechech. But when you're involved in other things, then a person's chayv l'mashish with tefillah v'kol shah is bedikr when you're involved in other things. With every 2 to 3 minutes, he was a mashish with tefillah. That's a ma'aserav that I saw from him. So anyways, so he says, Mamela, you're not going to forget to take off your tefillah, like you're saying. But if you're holding them, so that makes no difference. You're only not Mesiach Das until when you're wearing them. But if you're holding them, you could be Mesiach Das. So that's what he means that when you have your tefillin, when it says lotzeis b'tefillin, so he's coming to Magdir, when you read the Mechaber, but lotzeis b'tefillin means wearing the tefillin. That's what he meant before, tefillin sheberoshei. He meant wearing the tefillin. Doesn't mean you could carry your tefillin. It means you're wearing your tefillin. Okay, let's see, Siv Zion. Mitzvah l'mashish adam b'keilav b'erev Shabbos am l'chashecha sheliyah b'amdav v'shasa lotzeis b'Shabbos. So this is another halacha. There's a mitzvah to feel around in your clothing on Erev Shabbos, samal chashecha, so that you shouldn't have in them something that's asur lotzeis by b'Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah b'kelav, b'vagad if it means in your clothing, b'chal makim shedarka lishtamish boy, where there's normal for you to put things in, kegayin, b'kisin atvurum loy, pockets, v'af b'chaguroi, or belts b'makim shaminig l'neach b'zei chafetzav. We're talking about, you got to check your pockets, the places where you normally have things to put there, you might have some in your pocket. D'shem yesh v'meza dover, v'yetzenu shesarabim, oy shema yesh dover muksa v'yetotanu b'Shabbos. So it's either hatzah or muksa, says the Mishnah Berurah. Be'erev Shabbos, nira duhadim b'Shabbos, im huraytza losis chutz l'erev. Anytime you're going to go in a place that's usher, and you're going to go out of the Eruv, so you have to check your pockets to make sure you have nothing in your pockets. And you're a person who carries things on Shabbos in your pockets. So now you're going out. Now in Mem, the Shaar Tzion says, and even if you say, Bizman Hazeh, there's no Rosh Hasharabim, so the worst you'll be over is a Drabonon. Who says, I'm a chuyiv to check my pockets not to be over in a Drabonon? He says, Halo ikal evruri bekal. But there's no reason to say you shouldn't. It's a very easy thing to do. So you may not, I don't know if he's saying you're not mechuyiv or you are mechuyiv, but the point is you can't say, well, the most is Drabonon, so who says I have to make a precaution? No, a very easy thing. You got to make precautions. You're not over in a Drabonon. So now, what happens over here? The problem is like this. The Be'er Halacha says the lashon of the mechaber is mitzvah. Now the Gemara says the lashon chayav adam lamashmesh b'kisay. Person is mechuyev, right? So why does the Torah and the mechaber say mitzvah and the Gemara says chayav? So the Be'er Halacha says because 1 second. We just said before, the Mishnah said you're not allowed to go out samach l'chashecha. That's when you're holding a davar ha'asur latzei b'Shabbos. That means, I know I'm holding it. You're holding the thing, or you know you have something in your pocket. That Chazal said you're not allowed to go out samach l'chashecha because you might forget and carry it on Shabbos. But where does it say that I'm chayav to check my pockets to go make sure they don't have anything in the pocket? So he says, because the Torah and the Mechaber were bothered. The Mishnah said, it's only if you're holding something, but it does have to check your pockets. And he says also over there, it says it's mashma, it's only when you're leaving your house. You're leaving your house, don't walk out carrying something. The mitzvah, the mashish b'kelav, it sounds like you're sitting in your house, you have no plans on leaving in the near future. You still have a mitzvah to your mashish, because maybe you might end up leaving, right? So therefore, since they were bothered by these questions, so therefore they changed it and they said mitzvah. Because they said when the Gemara says chayev, it doesn't really mean a mitzvah. They mean chayev, it just means a mitzvah. Masha'en kein by lo yetzei adam erev Shabbos, there's tak an iser to go out. And here there's a mitzvah lamashmish. Oh, now this is the gra he said before. Avalafi masha mechalik hagra, demadinoket chananya im chashecha, alav hainu samuch chashech demasnisin. The Mishnah said, lo yetzi adam samuch lechashecha. Chananya said, chayev adam lemashmesh begodov is means bechashecha. He means to say, it's dark right now, it's Shabbos. The masnisin, the im chashecha kavanu samuch l'shkia mamish. When the Mishnah says you can't go out, that's samuch l'shkia. So then, that's samuch l'shkia. I'm sorry. The Mishnah again. The Madanach Hanyan Imcha Sheikha Lav Hainu Samuch Hasheikha the Masnisin. Right, there's Samuch and there's Imcha Sheikha. Samuch means it's getting close to dark. Imcha Sheikha means it's Shkia. Shabbos is right now. So when it said you can't go out holding something, that was Samuch. That means the Shabbos is in 15 minutes. Comes on Chanyani and says, oh, now it's Shabbos, Shkia, Shabbos is coming. Chayav Adam L'mashash B'gadav. Now you got to check. Now you got to make sure, all precautions, that you're not having anything in your pockets. Avkisha Yoisha B'beisai, even in your house. So he's being mechalik the gra between samach lechashecha and imchashecha. Fine, that's it. So now, if we go back to where we said before that the shaila was, what about today? We don't have a real Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So the worst, you're Iber, if you carry out as the Drabbanon. So maybe it's a gzeira l'gzeira of l'yetze adam Erev Chashecha, Erev Shabbos Sam l'chashecha. Right? So he says, the last line in Sif Nun Bey is the Mishabur said, ulefi mashakas av agra b'viyurei aser samach l'shkia mamish afil l'karmelis. The gra, the vart of saying that it's when it's im chashecha, that's what it means, samach l'shkia mamish. That means im chashecha, there's, it's not about gezeiras of deraisas, it's you have an obligation to make sure your pockets are empty, you're not going to do any yisurim, not even the rabbanans, not even the rabbanans. So the fact that our Rishus HaRabim is only a Carmelis, and even if I go out holding the thing, I'm only over on a Durabanan, that's in Lo Yetzi Adam Samuch L'Chashecha. 20 minutes, 15 minutes before, you could start clarying, okay, the worst is Durabanan, so maybe they didn't make a Gzeira, but the Gra says once Shkia comes, you got to do everything. You got to take care of the Raisas, the Rabbanans. It makes no difference. Chayav Adam L'Mashish B'Kalev, Sheba, it's even. I'm sitting in my house, I have no plans. So it doesn't help us that we have a Carmelis and it's only the Rabbanon because the Goyin was Mechadish. When it comes to Shkia Mamish, you have a Chiyuv to take care of everything. That's what he meant in that last line. Ulefi Mashakasa Vasar Samish Gamamish Afilu Le Carmelis. That's this Gra that he's bringing in the Bir Halacha that says the Chilik between Lo Yetze and the Chayiv Lamashmesh is Tali if it's Mamish Shkia or it's only Samuch Le Shkia. And this would be another Nafkamina in that halacha. Okay, and we will continue Bez Hashem. So Monday I'm not going to be here Bez Hashem. I'm going to go to